下午好。
Good afternoon.
好，开始前我们一起祷告。
Let us begin with prayer.
亲爱的主，我们感谢你。
Dear Lord, we give you thanks.
祝福我们下面的时间。
May you bless this time.
使我们得见你的荣耀。
That we may come to know your glory.
也见你的恩典。
That we may know your grace.
打开我们的心。
May you open our hearts.
除去我们的愚蒙。
May you remove our foolishness.
给我们有着得救的智慧。
That we may be brought unto wisdom, unto saving faith.
就是可以认识你和你所差来的耶稣基督。
That we may come to know you and the Jesus which you sent.
我们恭敬把下边的时间交给你。
We give this time now to you.
我们这样祷告，奉耶稣基督圣名。
I pray this all in our Lord Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
啊，感谢神。我们看到上一次呢，我们讲到有关献祭。
Last time we talked about offerings, bringing offerings.
就是神给以色列人一个献祭的制度。
It is that when God gave the Israelites a sacrificial system.
那么以色列人呢，可以借着这个献祭呢，可以来到上帝面前。
And by these offerings, they can come to God.
因为神自从亚当和夏娃犯罪之后，与人就隔绝了。
Because ever since Adam and Eve sinned, God was separated from men.
因为什么呢？因为犯罪。
Why? Because of sin.
亚当夏娃犯罪。
Adam and Eve sinned.
以色列人犯罪。
Israelites sinned.
我们每一个人也都犯罪。
And all men, you and I, we have all sinned.
所以神为人预备了献祭这样的一个制度呢，使人可以回到上帝的面前。
So God has prepared this sacrificial system for men so that we may come before God again.
所以上次我们曾经问过大家一个问题。
So last time I asked everyone a question.
难道一个罪人献了一只牛，献了一只羊，他的罪就可以得赦免，他就可以回到上帝面前？
Is it that by the death of a, or by the offering of a bull or a lamb, is it that a sinner can come before God now, or is it they can be forgiven?
因为上帝的确对犯了罪的亚当，犯罪之前的亚当和夏娃说过。
Because God has said to Adam and Eve before they sinned,
就是你犯罪的日子一定会死的。
It is that the day that you sin, you shall surely die.
一定是要与神隔绝的。
You will surely be separated from God.
那么难道借着献一只牛、献一只羊就可以回到上帝面前了？
Is it that by sacrificing a bull or a lamb that you can come before God now?
那么我们看今天，哎，献祭的结果是什么？
Let us see now the results of bringing an offering.
所以我们今天的所要讲的是有关祝福之路。
And so today we are talking about the pathway to grace.
就是人真的可以借着献祭这条路回到上帝面前。
It is that truly through bringing offerings, men can come before God now.
我们今天看的经文是利未记的九章一到四节。
Today we are looking at Leviticus chapter 9, 22-24. Yeah, verses 22-24.
那么我们看，耶和华神为以色列人设立了献祭的制度，要他们献祭。
God has established a sacrificial system to the Israelites for them to bring sacrifices.
但不是随便每一个人都可以献祭的。
But it is not that everyone can bring a sacrifice.
所以神就给他们设立了一个大祭司。
And so God has installed a high priest.
而这大祭司是借着谁来设立的呢？是借着摩西。
And this high priest is installed by through Moses.
要他在神面前做祭司，要亚伦。
It is before God, Aaron will become the priest.
那么只有亚伦他一个人才可以代表以色列人在上帝面前献祭。
And it is only Aaron who is able to represent the Israelites to bring sacrifices to God.
然后使以色列人可以罪得赦免。
And so that the sins of the Israelites may be forgiven.
并且以色列人可以在上帝面前被接纳。
And that the Israelites may be accepted before God.
也被喜悦。
And to be, and to please God.
因为之前的时候呢，所有的人在上帝面前都是不能够被接纳的，都是不被喜悦的。
Because all people before that time, they were not accepted or, they did not please God.
好了，那接下来我们看，亚伦他就被高立为大祭司。
Aaron has been anointed as high priest.
那么之后呢？那么这位亚伦，我们看亚伦和摩西他们是如何来到上帝面前的，代表以色列人。
And after that, we see how do Aaron and Moses come before God to represent the Israelites.
那么第二十二节，九章二十二节告诉我们说，亚伦向百姓举手，为他们祝福，他献了赎罪祭、燔祭、平安祭，就下来了。
Verse 22 says, then Aaron lifted up his hands towards the people and blessed them, and he came down from offering the sin offering and the burnt offering and the peace offerings.
也就是亚伦第一次和摩西来到上帝面前的时候，他需要献赎罪祭、燔祭和平安祭。
That is, when Aaron brought the first sacrifice, he brought the burnt offering, the peace offering, and the sin offering.
然后呢，我们看到了，这都是耶和华神借着摩西吩咐亚伦做的。
And we see also that it is God through Moses commanding Aaron to do all these things.
首先，亚伦他和他的儿子们要为自己来献祭。
First of all, Aaron and his sons are to sacrifice for themselves.
因为摩西，亚伦虽然被按立成为大祭司，但是他依然是个罪人。
Because even though Aaron has been anointed as high priest, he still is a sinner.
他靠着自己也不能来到上帝的面前。
By his own strength, he is not able to come before God.
所以呢，他也需要为自己献祭的。
And so he must still bring offerings for himself.
他的罪呢，也需要被上帝借着献祭呢来赦免的。
He still requires his sins to be forgiven through sacrifices before God.
所以按照耶和华神所吩咐的，他的命令，亚伦和他的儿子们就为自己献了赎罪祭。
And so, according to God's command, Aaron and his sons offered sin offerings.
为他们自己的罪来献祭。
For their own sins, they brought sacrifices.
然后他们也献了燔祭。
And they also brought burnt offerings.
又献了平安祭。
And they also brought peace offerings.
那么这个时候呢，他们就在上帝的面前就得蒙悦纳了，罪得赦免了。
And now they are accepted before God, their sins have been forgiven.
那么接下来，神又借着摩西来命令亚伦为神的百姓，就是以色列人来献祭。
And now God is commanding through Moses that Aaron bring offerings for Israel.
所以亚伦就按照摩西的命令，又为以色列人所有的人来献赎罪祭、燔祭和平安祭。
And now Aaron, through Moses' command, he brought sin offerings, burnt offerings, and peace offerings.
可以使以色列人因着亚伦的献祭而被神所接纳，蒙神悦纳。
That the people of Israel, through these sacrifices by Aaron, commanded through Moses that God may accept them.
献完祭了之后，这都是耶和华神命令他做的。
And after all of these sacrifices, according to God's command,
那么摩西做好了这一切之后，按照耶和华神的命令，他就向百姓举手。
And now Moses, Aaron,
是亚伦。
Yeah. So now Aaron, after all these things, he lifted up his hands,
就给以色列人祝福。
And he is blessing them.
然后呢，就下来了哈，就从那个祭坛上就下来了。
And he came down,
从祭坛上下来的 altar.
Came down from offering, from the altar.
我们看哈，然后呢，23节说，摩西、亚伦进入会幕。
Verse 23 says, And Aaron and Moses and Aaron went into the tent of meeting.
那么我们都知道，会幕呢，表明神的同在。
And we know that the tent of meeting represents God's presence.
会幕有圣所。
It has the holy place.
然后有至圣所。
And it has the most holy place.
至圣所当中呢，有一个约柜。
And in that most holy place, there is a tabernacle.
然后约柜上边有一个施恩座。
And on that tabernacle, there is the mercy seat.
表明耶和华神要在施恩座上施恩于以色列人。
It represents that God will sit on this mercy seat to bring mercy upon the Israelites.
耶和华神要在施恩座上与亚伦、摩西说话。
It is on this mercy seat that God will speak to Aaron and Moses.
那么我们都知道，自从亚当和夏娃犯罪之后，没有人可以来到上帝面前的。
And ever since Adam and Eve sinned, no one can come before the presence of God.
因为上帝是绝对圣洁的，绝对公义的。
Because God is absolutely holy and righteous.
任何一个罪人来到上帝面前，那一定是死掉的。
Any sinner that comes before God will certainly perish.
所以你就知道，那些以色列人看摩西和亚伦进入会幕的时候，他很可能是出不来的。
And so when the people watched as Moses and Aaron entered into the tent of meeting, there was a real possibility that they would not come out.
因为任何一个罪人来到上帝的面前一定是死掉的。
Because any sinner coming before God will perish.
但是摩西和亚伦按照耶和华神的命令献了 赎罪祭、燔祭和平安祭之后，他们就进去了。
But after Moses and Aaron offered the sin offerings, burnt offerings, and peace offerings, they went into the tent of meeting.
但是接下来一个令人吃惊的事情就发生了。
And then there was a surprising thing which happened.
摩西、亚伦进入会幕，又出来为百姓祝福。
The surprising thing is, and when Moses and Aaron went into the tent of meeting, they also came out and they blessed the people.
摩西和亚伦进到会幕。在至圣所当中与耶和华神说话，来到耶和华神面前，他们没有死的。
When Moses and Aaron went into the most holy place to speak with God, they did not die.
啊，并且出来了。
And they also came out.
而且要给百姓祝福。
And they blessed the Israelites, the people.
也就是说，摩西和亚伦来到了耶和华神面前，把耶和华神的祝福呢，哎，带给百姓了。
That is to say, Moses and Aaron went into the holy places. They spoke to God, they received mercy, and now they're giving it to the Israelites.
然后说，耶和华的荣光就向众民显现。
And the glory of the Lord appeared to all the people.
所以这个时候呢，不仅仅是摩西和亚伦他看到了耶和华神的荣光，而且以色列的百姓也看见了。
That is to say, not only is it that Moses and Aaron saw the glory of the Lord, but the Israelites all saw it.
换一句话说，
In other words,
就是摩西和亚伦借着耶和华所吩咐的献祭，把以色列的百姓也带到了上帝的面前。
That Moses and Aaron through their sacrifices were able to bring the Israelites before God.
那么我们看以色列人是如何看到耶和华神的荣光呢？
And how did the Israelites see the glory of the Lord?
就是24节。
That is verse 24.
这里说有火从耶和华神面前出来。
And fire came out from before the Lord.
在坛上烧尽了燔祭和脂油，众民一见就都欢呼，俯伏在地。
And consumed the burnt offering and the pieces of fat on the altar. And when all the people saw it, they shouted and fell on their faces.
什么意思呢？
What does this mean?
就是献祭的祭物在坛上。
That is the sacrifices which were offered on the altar.
当摩西和亚伦进入，然后又出来给百姓祝福的时候。
When Moses and Aaron went into the tent of meeting and they came out and they were blessing the Israelites,
就有从神那里来的火把这个祭物给它燃烧了。
At that time, there came fire from the presence of God to consume the offering.
什么意思呢？
What does this mean?
说明耶和华神悦纳了这个祭物。
It means that God accepted the sacrifice.
这个祭物呢，被接受了。
The sacrifice was accepted.
那当我们上一次，如果你记得讲到献祭的时候呢，我们就知道一件事情。
Last time, if you remember, when we talked about sacrifices,
那么耶和华神悦纳了、接受了这个祭物的意思，表明什么呢？表明献祭的人被悦纳、被接受了。
We said that when God accepted the sacrifice, it means also the person bringing the sacrifice was accepted by God.
摩西和亚伦借着献祭来到了上帝的面前，表明他们的罪得赦免，蒙神悦纳了。
Moses and Aaron, by offering sacrifices and they come before God, it means that their sins were forgiven.
那摩西和亚伦为以色列百姓是一个群体献祭，然后来到了上帝面前，然后又出来给百姓祝福，表明以色列的百姓也罪得赦免，也蒙神悦纳了。
And when Moses and Aaron brought sacrifices, and they entered into the tent of meeting, and they exited, and they blessed the people, that means that the offering for the people of Israel and their sins were forgiven. The offering was accepted, and their sins were forgiven.
所以当以色列百姓看到耶和华神悦纳了他们的祭的祭物的时候，他们就非常的高兴，他们就欢呼，就俯伏在地。
And so when the Israelites saw that their sacrifice was accepted, they were very happy and they shouted and they fell on their faces.
他们当然非常的开心，非常的欢喜。
Of course, they were happy and joyful.
因为神为他们设立的这一条这个祭司的制度的话呢，和祭祀的条例的话呢，使他们真的来到了上帝的面前。
Because through this installment of the priests, which God brought, they were able to come before God.
也就是说，神与以色列人之间呢，不再是隔绝的了。
That is to say that God and the Israelites are no longer separated.
神可以向以色列人说话了。
God is now able to speak to the Israelites.
借着谁呢？借着大祭司。
Through who? It is through the high priest.
那同时呢，以色列人呢，也有神的话 可以听啊。
And at the same time, the Israelites now are able to receive God's word. They're able to listen to it.
借着谁呢？
Through who?
也借着大祭司。
Through the high priest.
也就是说，这位大祭司来到上帝的面前的时候呢，他要为以色列百姓赎罪的。
That is to say, when the high priest comes before God, he is to offer forgiveness. Offer forgiveness for the people's sins.
借着什么呢？借着这个牛羊的血。
And through what? It is through the bulls and the lambs which are offered.
使这位神对人罪人的愤怒呢，可以平息的。
It is to appease God's anger of their sin.
然后神就可以把他的话，他的旨意，借着亚伦传达给以色列人。
And God is able to bring His word and His commands through Aaron to the people.
所以我们要明白一件事情，我们今天有神的话摆在我们面前，那是当年以色列人是很开心很开心的。
So, like, think about it now. We have the word of God before us, and at that time, the people of Israel were very happy about this.
所以我们今天有圣经不去看，那是真可惜的一件事情。
It is a very, it is a great loss for us to not read the Bible, even when it's available.
当年以色列人当摩西和亚伦进入会幕把神的话带出来的时候，他们在那里欢呼，而且俯伏在地，在那里敬拜这位上帝。
When Moses and Aaron went into the tent of meeting to bring out the word of God, the people were very happy. They fell on their faces.
而今天神的话就摆在我们面前，我们随时都可以拿起来去看它，但是我们却常常不看它。
And the word of God now is readily available before us, and we do not look at it, or we look at it very rarely.
以色列人一看到神的话，他就喜悦，他就俯伏在地。
When the people of Israel saw the word of God, they were very happy and they fell on their faces.
而我们今天一拿起神的话呢，我们就皱眉头。
And now when we pick up the Bible, we may frown.
我们不愿意听。
We don't want to listen to it.
我们也不愿意去看。
We don't want to read it.
所以这是不一样的。
This is different.
那你知道为什么以色列人他看到了耶和华神向他们说话，神的荣耀的时候，他们就欢呼，就俯伏在地吗？
Do you know why the Israelites were so happy that they fell on their faces when they saw God meeting with them?
因为以色列人知道他们与上帝是隔绝的。
Because the Israelites knew that they were separated from God.
他们神的愤怒在他们的身上。
They knew that God's wrath was upon them.
他们是要灭亡的。
They were going to perish.
所以当神向他们说话的时候，他们是非常非常的高兴。
And so when God spoke to them, they were very happy.
我们今天为什么不愿意看神的话？看神的话，我们又不开心呢
？Why do we dislike reading the word of God and we become unhappy by it？
我们宁愿去看电视
，because we would rather watch TV。
我们宁愿去看手机
，we would rather look at our phones。
我们宁愿去玩游戏
，or to play games。
我们宁愿去做很多的事情呢
，we would rather do many other things。
但是我们就是不愿意看神的话。
And we just do not want to read God's word.
因为我们今天不知道我们是与上帝隔绝的。
Because we do not understand that we are separated from God.
因为我们不知道我们今天的状态是灭亡的。
Because we do not know that we are in danger of perishing.
因为我们不知道今天上帝的愤怒就在我们的头的上边。
Because we do not fully understand that the wrath of God is upon us.
我们觉得我们今天 I'm okay.
Everyone thinks that they are okay.
我们觉得我们挺好。
We think that we're pretty good.
我们觉得我们很有自由。
We think that we are free.
但是有一天，当上帝的愤怒从上面掉下来的时候，我们就将灭亡。
But when God's wrath finally falls, we will perish.
你说那可能我不灭亡呢？
You say I may not perish.
可能上帝的愤怒不到我的头上呢？
Maybe God's wrath will not fall on me.
那是不可能的。
That is not possible.
所以你只有知道了我们今天这个状态是要灭亡的，是等待灭亡的，灭亡是一定会来的。
It is only that by knowing that we are in a state to perish, that it is very imminent and that we will perish,
我们才能像以色列人那样，当神的话出来的时候，我们才能够有这样的欢喜快乐的心。
Only then would we be like the Israelites when the word of God came out that we would be very happy.
所以我们就知道我们必须来到上帝面前。
So you know that we must come before God.
像当年的以色列人一样。
Just like the Israelites at that time.
为什么呢
?Why?
因为上帝给我们设计这个献祭和祭祀的制度给以色列人，目的是要祝福他们。
Because when God installed the priests and the sacrificial system, it is to accept them.
使他们可以不在灭亡的当中，而可以回到上帝的面前。
It is so that they will no longer perish, but to come before God again.
上帝的愤怒可以被平息的。
The wrath of God may be appeased.
上帝的审判可以被挪去的。
The judgment of God may be moved away.
这审判是什么呢？
And what is this judgment?
就是你吃的日子必定死。
It is that when God said, the day that you eat, you shall surely die.
亚当吃的日子我们就都吃了。
When Adam ate, the time that Adam ate, we all ate.
亚当犯罪我们就都犯罪了。
When Adam sinned, we all sinned.
神与亚当隔绝了我们就都与神隔绝了。
When Adam was separated from God, we were all separated from God.
但是神现在却为那些为一群人设计了这样一条道，使他们可以回到上帝面前，不隔绝了。
But now God has installed this pathway so that we may no longer be separated from God.
所以我们就知道这条路是非常非常重要的。
So now we know that this pathway is very important.
人必须借着信心走上这条路，才可以回到上帝的面前。
It must be by faith that we walk on this path that we can come before God.
所以我们前面问过这个问题的，是不是那个牛、那个羊，它很有价值，使我们的罪得赦免了，我们就回到上帝面前了呢？
So the previous question, is it that the bull or the lamb that was offered, is it that it's so valuable that when we offer it, we can come before God?
显然不是。
Of course it is not.
那是什么呢？
Then what is it?
是因为摩西和亚伦他们听从了耶和华神的命令。
It is because Moses and Aaron listened to God's command.
按照耶和华神的命令，他都照着去做了。
And according to these commands, Moses and Aaron did.
所以当他们做的时候呢，他们并没有想啊，这样做可以吗？
And when Moses and Aaron follow these commands, they were not wondering, should we do it this way?
他们不是有这样的一个不信的心态。
They did not have a heart of unbelief.
而是他们凭着信心这样去做了。
But they had a heart of faith to work out these commands.
我给你举一个例子你就知道了。
I'll give you an example.
比如说有一个房子着火了。
There is a house which caught fire.
那个房子的火着得很大。
And there was a big fire.
连 firefighter 都不能够把它救灭的。
And the firefighters came, but they were unable to save it.
就是这房子一定会要被烧毁的。
That is that this house will be completely consumed in fire.
这个时候有一个人跟你说你进去。
And now there comes a person that says to you, go in.
你要不要进去？
Will you go in?
你肯定不能进去的。
Of course you won't.
这个人是一个 firefighter, 是个消防员。
And even if this person is a firefighter,
他说你进去吧没关系的烧不死的。
He says to you that you can go, don't worry, you're not going to die.
你会不会进去？
Would you go in?
你显然不会进去。
Of course you won't.
然后我们加拿大的总理跟你说你去吧没问题进吧
now,
进吧。
If the Prime Minister of Canada comes to you and says, go in, you're going to be fine.
我相信你也不会进的。
I am sure you also will not go in.
如果说这个世界上最最最聪明的人来了说你进去吧没关系的你要不要进
if the smartest person comes to you and he says, go in, will you go in?
我相信你也不会进。
I am sure you also will not.
因为这是死是必然的。
Because for you to die is sure.
没有人相信进到这样一个火焰当中而不失去生命的。
No one's going to believe that entering into this fire you will live.
当年摩西和亚伦面对的是同样的情况。
Now Moses and Aaron were faced with a similar situation.
就是来到上帝面前必然会死亡这样一个结果。
It is that coming before God you will surely die.
所以我们不要想摩西和亚伦进去的时候好像很开心的样子。
Don't think that Moses and Aaron went into the tent of meeting in a very joyful state.
那但是为什么摩西亚伦就进去了呢？
But why was it that Moses and Aaron went in?
因为是耶和华神命令他进去的。
Because it is God who commanded them to go in.
而且之前给了他一系列的命令要他去献祭。
And he also gave them a series of commands, a sacrificial system before they went in.
所以摩西和亚伦是因为耶和华神所吩咐他的，他都照着去做了。
So it is because Moses and Aaron, they did all according to God's command.
然后耶和华神说，你进来吧。
And then God says, come in.
摩西和亚伦依然是按照神的吩咐进去了。
Moses and Aaron, according to God's command, went in.
就好像你进到这个着了火的房子当中。
It is just like when you enter into that house that's on fire.
消防员让你进去，你不进去的。
The firefighters tell you to go in, and you will not go in.
我们的总理让你进，你也不会进的。
The prime minister asks you to go in, and you also will not.
任何人让你进都不进的。
Any person that says go in, you will not.
但是耶和华神在烈火中告诉你，你进来。
But God says in that fire, come in.
你要不要进？
Will you go in?
你要不要进？
Will you go in?
两个选择。
There are two options.
一个选择就是你相信这位神，他所讲的话，你就进去。
The first is you believe God what he says and you do go in.
另一件事情就是我不相信这位上帝，我不进。
The other option is you do not trust in God and you do not go in.
好像你不相信那个消防员，不相信我们的总理一样的。
Just the same as you do not believe in the firefighter or your prime minister.
摩西和亚伦他们选择我相信这位上帝所说的一切的话。
Moses and Aaron chose to believe the words of God.
好像他的祖先亚伯拉罕一样。
Just like their forefather Abraham.
他就进去了和亚伦。
And they entered in, Moses and Aaron.
真的就出来了。
And they did truly come out.
并且把上帝的祝福带出来了。
And the blessings from God were also brought out.
带给了以色列的百姓。
And they were brought out to the Israelites.
所以我们今天要看摩西和亚伦他们之所以可以进入会幕还可以出来。
So we see that when Moses and Aaron are able to go into the tent of meeting and come out,
并且把耶和华神的祝福带给了百姓,
and they were also able to bring the blessings to the Israelites,
是因为他们相信了耶和华口中所出的一切的话。
It is because that they had faith in all of the words that were spoken by God.
所以今天耶和华神的话就在这里。
And now the words of God are here in the Bible.
你要不要去读它？
Will you go to read it?
你要不要去研究它?
Will you go to study it?
你要不要去借着这本书来认识这位上帝?
Will you, by this word, come to know God more?
因为神的话可以使你有得救的智慧。
Because the word of God is able to bring you wisdom unto saving faith.
可以救我们脱离必然一定要灭亡的结局。
It is able for us to pass away from the certain death that we face.
你要不要?
Do you want it?
你为了有一个很好的 report card,
for a good report card,
你可以有几个月的时间去努力学习。
You may study very well for several months.
使你的 report card 可以更漂亮一点，给你的父母，让你的父母高兴。
So that your report card is very good to present to your parents.
你学了很多的科目。
You took many courses,
做了很多的作业,
and did a lot of homework.
熬了有好多的晚上呢, 你去 stay late, 熬夜的。
You stayed up very late for many nights.
为的是什么呢?
Why?
为的是有一个多几个 A and A plus.
So that you would get more A's and A pluses.
但是这本书它不仅仅是给我们一个 A plus 的问题。
But this book here, it is not just about giving us an A plus.
因为即便是我们一生当中都得 A plus and A triple plus.
And even if you were to get A pluses and A triple pluses all your life,
我们依然要灭亡,
you will still die.
但是这本书它却可以使我们不灭亡。
But this book can help us to not die.
好像摩西亚伦和以色列人在上帝面前蒙悦纳被喜悦罪得赦免一样我们也可以的。
It is just like how the Israelites received acceptance and their sins were forgiven before God.
所以我们是读着书的，这是我们在走上一条蒙福之路。
And so when we go to read this book, we are entering onto the pathway of grace and blessing.
上帝要祝福我们。
God wants to bless us.
因为上帝他也知道我们要灭亡的这个结局。
Because God knows that we will perish.
以及灭亡的可怕。
And it is a frightful death.
而我们为什么不愿意走上这条路呢？好像我们为了多得几个 A 而努力学习呢？
Why is it that we will not come on this road just like we were to study more for a few more A's?
因为我们不知道这是一条蒙福之路。
Because we do not know that this is the pathway of grace.
我们以为说，哦，我花多花一点时间，我可以多赚钱。
You may think that I can spend some more time earning money.
我多可以花时间，我去多拿几个 A triple plus. plus.
Or I can spend some more time getting more A's or more A triple pluses.
我可以多花一些时间我去 relax, 放松一下我去打游戏。
Or I can spend some time to relax and play some more games.
但是即便是我们在这个世界当中我们 enjoy everything。
But even if on this world you were to enjoy everything,
我们依然要灭亡。
We still will die.
但是唯有上帝以及他所给我们指明这条祝福的路我们才可以不灭亡。
But it is only through this path of grace which God established that we can not die.
使我们在这个世界当中所拥有的一切是有意义的。
So that everything that we do on earth, it will have meaning.
所以你要什么呢？
So what do you want?
任何一个人在这个世界上所拥有的一切，如果我们最后灭亡了，都将变得毫无意义。
Anybody who does not understand these truths, anything that they get on the world, it will be meaningless.
而且是在上帝的审判之下的。
And they will still be under the judgment of God.
在上帝的愤怒当中和审判当中。
They will be under the wrath and judgment of God.
灭亡。
And they will perish.
而唯有那遵行神的话的人，好像摩西亚伦一样，才能够来到上帝面前，承受他的祝福和永生的。
And it is only people who follow the word of God, just like Moses and Aaron, that they will be able to receive blessings from God.
所以我们当中有些孩子们，你们可能听不明白。
So there may be some kids in our presence now that do not fully understand.
但是我只能告诉你，这很重要。
But I will tell you that it is very important.
特别重要。
It is very important.
这是你人生当中最重要的事情。
This is the most important thing in your entire life.
你必须要认真的去想。
You must study intently.
如果你不懂，你去问你的爸爸，问你的妈妈。
If you don't fully understand, you can ask your parents.
因为这太重要了。
Because this is so important.
太阳。
The sun.
月亮。
The moon.
天上那些星星。
All of the stars in the sky.
还有我们看到我们地上的这些天上的飞鸟，水里的鱼，还有地上长的一切的树木。
And on earth, you can see the birds in the air, and the fish in the sea, and all the other creatures.
这一切都在严格的按照神的命令在运行。
They all operate very strictly according to God's command.
唯有罪人不顺服上帝。
It is only sinners who do not obey God.
因此他要灭亡。
And they will perish.
但是我们今天知道了这件事情的时候，并且神已经给我们开了一条祝福的路的时候，我们要不要去思考？
But now that we come to know this, and now that God has opened this pathway of grace, will we think about it and enter?
我们要不要去查看？
Will we come to study?
我们要不要去认识？
Will we come to know this?
以至于我们可以得到这祝福。
So that we will receive this blessing.
这是一个问题。
This is a question.
这是一个生和死的问题。
This is a question of life or death.
生存还是死亡。
Is it life or is it death?
Be or not to be.
To be or not to be.
This is a question.
This is a question.
你必须试一下。
You must consider this.
我们起来祷告。
Let us close in prayer.
亲爱的主，我们感谢你。
Dear Lord, I give you thanks.
求你打开我们的，使我们的灵性复兴。
That you may revive our spirits.
使我们的灵性可以苏醒。
That our spirits may be awakened.
让我们可以认识你。
That we may come to know you.
使我们的眼界可以更加的能够认识你。
That our eyes will be open to come to know you.
使我们可以看到这条蒙福之路。
To see this pathway of grace.
我们感谢你。
We give you thanks.
祷告奉耶稣基督圣名。
Pray this all in our Lord Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.